Phosphorus in manure and fertilizer is the major cause of toxic blooms in Lake Mendota. Since 1950, Wisconsin scientists have found average precipitation has increased about 5 inches statewide. Steve Carpenter is emeritus director of UW-Madison's Center for Limnology and the study's lead author. He says 3/4 of phosphorus pollution in the lake comes from extreme storms, but it doesn't necessarily cause blooms right away.
It's big rain, you get more phosphorus, and then eventually you get a bloom, but all of the other conditions have to fall into place.
Carpenter says warmer temperatures, calm winds, and lower numbers of zooplankton that eat algae set the stage for blooms to form. He says those develop an average of 2 weeks to 2 months after extreme rains. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.